Organizers of the World Cup want to make sure soccer fans cheer appropriately. The problem comes when fans focus on teams or players they do not like. FIFA, the tournament organizer, says it has zero tolerance for racist or homophobic behavior. It's investigating displays of neo-Nazi banners by Croatian and Russian fans. Brazil and Mexico also face sanction because of homophobic chants by their fans during their game last week. As NPR's Carrie Kahn reports from Mexico City, some Mexican supporters say they're just misunderstood.
As Brazil's goalie, Julio Cesar, winds up to blast a goal kick during last Tuesday's game against Mexico, fans raise their pitch, and just before the point of contact, they take a big collective breath and scream the Spanish word for male prostitute or whore. In return, Brazilian fans began slinging the verbal attack, too. Europe's Fair Network, an anti-discrimination group, reported the slur to FIFA, which launched an investigation. Mexico soccer coach Miguel Herrera insisted to reporters that the word is not that bad and just a way for fans to put pressure on the opposing team's goalie. Besides, fans will be fans, and there is nothing officials can do to stop such expressions, added the director of Mexico's national team, Hector González Iñárritu, on the website Medio Tiempo.
Como hay miles de niños en todos los estados del mundo, donde tratas de desconcentrar o distraer o aplaudir.
González insists the word is not discriminatory or in any way aggressive. It's just an insult like thousands used around the world. Mexican writers and artists decried the practice on social media and the airwaves, calling it unfortunate mob mentality and definitely offensive. But on a noisy strip of bars in Mexico City's trendy Condesa neighborhood, it was hard to find that condemnation among soccer fans. Antonio de Luna, a 23-year-old medical student, says the word has different meanings depending on your tone. He uses it all the time and has never meant it as an attack on gays. His friends agree and say FIFA is unfairly attacking Mexico. Croatia and Russia could face point deductions for neo-Nazi symbols displayed at their respective World Cup openers. A FIFA official said on Friday there is zero tolerance on any form of discrimination, including sexual orientation. Mike Waitala, editor of Soccer America magazine, says the governing body has been fairly responsive to racist acts.
And I think they've been very slow to react to homophobic chants, and it's reassuring and it's welcoming that at this World Cup, FIFA has responded, and we'll see how this plays out.
Brazil and Mexico will most likely receive warnings, usually given for a first offense, but Waitala says Mexican fans have been chanting the slur for years, and the practice has spread across the border. Univision, the U.S. Spanish language network, often mutes the sound before a goal kick in matches with the visiting Mexican team.
The Mexican team is playing wonderful soccer, and their fans are traditionally wonderful fans. And right now, with this chant, they're bringing shame upon themselves.
Mexico City sports fans resolutely disagree and say FIFA is imposing political correctness and doesn't get Mexico's enthusiasm.
Tengamos que estar todos como soldaditos, pues creo que se va a perder esa emoción del fútbol.
32-year-old philosophy professor Jimena González says we are Latinos, we get excited. They just want us to be like soldiers and take all the emotion out of the game. Mexico plays Croatia this afternoon. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Mexico City.